defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Inside the Daily Defense studios of Armed American Radio here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. If you are watching on the Facebook live stream, we appreciate it. Like and share it, please. If you're watching on your television sets in Northern California and Reno, we appreciate that. And if you're tuned in on one of our dozens of radio stations across the country, thank you for being here. I got a great show for you today. It is Thursday, I think, right? It's Thursday, 6 minutes after 4 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 minutes after 1 p.m. on the West Coast if you're listening to us live. If not, it's whatever time your watch says it is when you're catching the delayed broadcast, whenever the stations are airing the broadcast. All right, let's go right straight to my line here. We're going to go right to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I've got him for an hour, as you know. Andy Hoosier, welcome in. This is the fastest hour in radio, so let's get cranking. What do you say?
Man, I love it, Mark. It's always good to be with you. It's been a weekly thing the last few weeks, so I love it, man. It's been great to be on and so many things to talk about right now, for sure.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to start? I'll go ahead. Take the microphone. Pretend you were hosting the show and I was the guest. Let's do that. Go for it. What do you want to talk about today?
There we go. Interviewing Mark.
That's pretty dangerous, huh?
Like, we've done that a couple of times on this program, which has been fun.
We have.
For sure. No.
It's interesting when I call you on my program and I'm a guest on my own show.
Yes. Yes. That's always been a great time.
Where do you want to go?
Well, you know what? There have been definitely different directions we could take. Whether you want to talk about the mass rioting, because apparently that's a way to solve issues of police brutality, is to go and steal money out of a cash register at Target, or to go steal like bed sheets or something. That's the proper way to handle that. And people that aren't arming themselves or being prepared are okay. I'm telling you, they're actually starting it. I don't know if you've heard this or not either, but the riots are starting in L.A. as well now, because why not? I'm concerned.
Well, because L.A. Because L.A.
Well, because
I also
LA,
heard
yeah.
We had some unrest in Memphis, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to confirm that. But I want you to hear it. I want you to listen to a tweet by Cardi B. Cardi B. I guess she's like the end-all, do-all. She's the big thing now, right, Cardi B? Right?
Sure.
Whatever Cardi B says goes. Keep in mind, she used to drug and rob men for a living.
Yes.
And rob men for a living. So here, let's go to the visual there, because I think the visual is important. When I say drug and rob men, let me explain what I mean. Oh, some guy'd be out on business somewhere, and she'd sit down and chat him up a little bit, and we'd buy her a drink, and she'd stick something in his drink, and next thing you know, the guy'd wake up in his underwear with his watch and his wallet gone across town.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful way to earn a living. Here's what she tweets.
And she's prideful of it.
Yeah, she's prideful of it because she said she did what she had to do, and nothing matters to her. There's no other way to make a living other than being a criminal. Now, from what I understand now, Cardi B, tell us about her. What is she? That's your generation. I don't pay any attention to this.
Are you kidding? I'm the one that likes to jump in mosh pits and headbang. I don't listen to her kind of music, so I'm assuming she's some kind of rap artist, but I am not. I don't know.
She's very wealthy. She's very wealthy. Here's what she had to say. About 15 hours ago on Twitter, they looting in Minnesota, and as much as I don't like this type of violence, it is what it is. Too much peaceful marches, too much trending hashtags, and in capital letters with an exclamation point, no solutions. The people are left with, in capital letters, no choice. So according to this stench, this is all people have left in Minneapolis, is to destroy their own neighborhoods, destroy their places of business, destroy where they shop, and expect everybody else in the country to take them serious. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, and this is deeper than what it just looks right now. I mean, obviously, the police brutality happened, and looking at the video, watching it, it wasn't just a tiny little clip. We actually saw the entire thing of what happened for the most part, and I'm just as angry and infuriated and as embarrassed for law enforcement as anybody else is. The individual that did this needs to be charged absolutely, because it is absolutely absurd with what happened. With that being said, the riots, for some reason, that's the response whenever something like this happens, is let's burn buildings and let's go and loot and rob and do all these riots. I don't get that, but there's been pent-up energy, Mark. We've been sitting at home for how long now with stay-at-home quarantines? Mm-hmm. We've been told that we have a virus spreading that's made people on edge. And just like we've talked about before with the firearms issue and with this virus issue and the arguments we've been having about wearing masks and whether we should be staying at home and the sickness, we've had pent-up energy and frustration and anxiety already. This is a boiling point, I think, for individuals that have taken it to another level because they had the opportunity to do so. And it's very scary right now. So to play this into the Second Amendment argument, this is exactly when people need to be saying, hold on a second, I need to sit at home with my firearm and make sure that I'm okay, my family's okay. Because right now we have so many people that are emotionally on edge. Trump talked about it, and the media laughed at him every single time that he brought it up about the mental health of people during this shutdown because people have anxiety between financial being furloughed or laid off, or being let go, or trying to work from home and having more domestic issues at home because you're stuck with your spouse a lot more than you're used to, or whatever the case may be. There are issues in society that we need to address seriously right now, and this was the boiling point to take it to another level that it never should have gotten to. I don't know when this is going to fizzle out or if this is going to be a growing thing that we should really be concerned about.
Well, it's the latter. Or, no, let me back up. It's the former. No, it's the latter. It's the latter. We need to be concerned about this, Andy. I mean, you could look at this both ways. We could say it's going to fizzle out, but I'm not sure it's going to. I can certainly tell you that with the pent-up anger that's out there today, I would certainly expect to see incidences like this increase. If you were watching on a stream or if you were watching it, now keep in mind, I'm going to give a shameless plug here. At about 12 o'clock noon, we were a little bit early today because of Rob Pincus' schedule. Rob and I are on the Facebook live stream at facebook.com/Armed American Radio discussing the current events of the day as they pertain to, we always bring them back to the Second Amendment and our right to keep and bear arms. Today, Rob was on a beautiful train, the Durango and Silverton line, head out in beautiful southwest Colorado on his way to Silverton, Colorado, where we got just a wonderful Skype phone call from him on video on the Facebook feed. And this was a large part of the conversation today. And I have to go a little bit farther, Andy, than what you said. It's not just people are pent up because they've been at home in a shutdown. First of all, I could easily make the argument the shutdown should never have occurred. This should never have happened to America, period. We could have fixed this problem without this happening. Don't believe me? Cuomo, New York. You know, there's that. The fact of the matter is that it's not just, Andy, that pent-up anger. It's everything. It's people that are pent up inside and angry about politics, angry about the way things are going, spending too much time in front of media now that they're home, spending too much time in front of a computer, reading hateful messages on Twitter all day long. All of this combined, frustration, job loss, whatever it may be, all of this combined, figuring out that Fauci ran the country for 2 months, all of this, this is at a blow-up level. And then when you throw this hideous incident, you know, and we spoke with Rob, who's active duty. Well, he's reserve duty law enforcement now, you know, and I've seen the video. It's very difficult to watch that video. It's disturbing to see other officers, three other officers in particular, stand around and do nothing, absolutely nothing. Rob was very clear about it earlier today. Get him off the ground. Get him in a car. Get him moving. Do something. Don't just sit there with him like that. He was completely subdued. None of this was necessary. But in America, we do not respond by destroying cities, burning and looting. Or do we? Andy, or do we? Apparently,
well,
that's the answer in some communities across the country.
Yeah, we have a history of it. We've seen that time and time again, the Rodney King riots that happened in California years back. I mean, this is something that has been going on in society for a while, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know if it's just parts of the country that just feel like that's their excuse, if there's just random crazy people that just look for that excuse to find something like that. But let's take it to another level as well. As we mentioned, with all this pent-up aggression, at the same time the virus has been spreading and everybody's saying let's stay at home because we're being sick and we're being pent up and all the financial strains, we also have the media and the progressives and the Democrats that are out there saying that Trump's at it, that all of the Republicans are at it, that the communities that are minorities, the black communities, the Asian communities, Hispanic communities, that they don't have access to as much testing as the white communities do or the rich communities do. And now they start playing the race card like they always do. They always love those identity politics. They play those cards. So at the same time, these communities may be feeling that, well, hey, we're not getting tested as much. We don't know really what's going on with the virus with our communities. And, oh, by the way, now we have cops abusing us when we're already frustrated. And it was just a boiling point that blew over. And you're right. It's something that we need to address, that the law enforcement agencies need to come out and make very stern statements about as well, and that we need to figure out how to rectify so that way it doesn't continue on and doesn't escalate even further than what it has been.
That's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We're getting ready to take a break. We'll be back in, we're going to take a break in about 15 seconds here. You're going to hear that music that says, segment one of the fastest hour on radio is just gone by. Segment two is coming up. So make sure not to turn the dial. Don't turn off your television set. Don't cut off that live stream. I understand if you got work to do, but put it on buy a second computer. Watch us on one and do your work on another. When we come back, I'm going to throw a couple statistics at you relative to where we're at right now. And we'll continue the conversation with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, out of KQAM in Wichita, Kansas. Back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, there it is, right behind me. Yes, it is being sponsored by GunBroker.com. It's really simple to check out GunBroker.com. Also, GunBroker.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. Visit GunBroker.com, register there for free, and peruse over 1.5 million auctions every single day. It is addicting. I promise you, you will get addicted to it. It is so much fun. I quit reading news, quote unquote, news sites during my lunch hour. Whenever I take that hour break or however long I feel like taking a lunch, I go right over to GunBroker.com and GunGenius.com, and I look down the list and I look at what's available on the sites. You can do the same thing. It is really a day. It's a break for a day, you know, a break from the day, I should say. Most people say, well, get off the computer for a break. Well, sometimes you can use the computer and actually take a break. It's relaxing. For me, anyway, it's relaxing because I got to be here anyway in front of it. So I might as well look at something that relaxes me. And that's everything to do with Right to Keep and Bear Arms and all the great hardware over there that you can check out at GunBroker.com. Also, the Car Arms microphone. Let's not forget Car Arms. And I'll tell you a little bit more about some of our sponsors later in the broadcast. Let's go right back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, welcome back. You know, I mentioned in the previous segment that this lockdown was a complete waste of time and completely unnecessary. I believe personally that the media, you know, they've been waiting for something like this for my entire lifetime, that they could literally take control. They could dominate everything. They controlled the entire narrative. They brought the leader of the free world. If you didn't agree with the media and what was happening, how dare you? You were finished. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they love to be able to nitpick at him and go after him and try and demonize him as much as possible. And now you see a lot of the elected officials actually coming out on the Democrat side blaming Trump for the killing of the black guy from the cop because of his rhetoric and the way. So apparently Trump's at fault for a guy sitting on another guy's neck and killing him because he suffocated him. I don't understand how the correlation is with Donald Trump actually being there, but this is, remember, it's election season, so all the rhetoric is going to be escalated tenfold because now it's his fault that anybody died of the virus, even though he responded quicker than anybody else, and he responded even when the media didn't want him to respond and thought that he was overreacting. Then he wasn't overreacting enough.
And they called him a racist. They called him a racist.
Of course. They called him a racist, and he's the worst thing possible. He was the worst leader that could have possibly been in position at this time during this pandemic. And just because all of the resources were depleted because of Barack Obama and they never replenished them, that wasn't his. That was Trump's fault. And now with this, because he was the one that was the leader of at this time, and everybody's on edge and everybody has anxiety and the economy's tanking, which is what he prided himself on so much. Now it's his fault that cops are out brutally just suffocating and killing people on the side of the street because of his rhetoric. They love this. They are eating it up, and this is going to be the rhetoric that will drive you nuts and me nuts and every listener out there nuts for the next few months going into election season, because they run the narrative. And as you talk about trying to get away from the media for a little bit and get away from the headlines, we're going to have to a little bit because this is going to absolutely infuriate us. How many people are going to go to the hospital with high blood pressure and aneurysms between now and November trying to listen to this drivel is going to be absolutely absurd. Because this is all they're going to focus on. There's not going to be any substance. There's not going to be any legislation talk. There's not. I mean, we're going into budgetary discussions coming up this fall, and we're going to be in a world of hurt with all the bailouts we did and the amount of money with the CARES Act and everything we did that way. We have a serious Second Amendment issue we need to address nationally right now, and it's not going to be front and center. This is now going to drive the narrative until November.
If you're paying attention to the quote-unquote lamestream legacy mainstream media, that is absolutely 100%. The case. A couple things here. You have to put things in perspective, listeners, viewers around the country. You have to keep things in perspective. The danger, again, of the mainstream press on full display with the Minneapolis situation. What do I mean by that? I'm not downplaying the Minneapolis situation. That cop needs to be there. There's absolutely no excuse for what happened. Absolutely no excuse for what happened whatsoever. None. And those guys are going to pay for it. There's new information coming out now that a few of these cops involved had a history of complaints against them for quite some time. So this, you know, wouldn't want to be in their shoes. No way this should have happened. But anyway, no. We have to put some things in perspective. And let me tell you what I mean by that. When the nation sees these four idiots and this dead American at the hands of, it looks like in particular, one cop and the other three who did nothing to stop this, is mind-boggling. If you watch the video, it's just incredible. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around it. It's impossible to wrap your head around it, actually. But that puts in, you know, there are, you know, how many millions of cops across this country who have millions of fantastic interactions with law-abiding citizens and criminals handled properly all day long. And nothing, we hear nothing about it, We get an incident like this. We get an incident like those boneheads down in Georgia, okay? And it takes the air out of everything. And you think about all the millions of cops who do a wonderful job across this country with the millions of interactions that they have, who handle very violent people properly, and who handle the interactions with law-abiding civilians across the country, the cops that open doors, the cops that give kids things for, you know, for Christmas, or go out of their way on, and let's face it, what is generally looked at as a meager salary, and digging into their own pockets and helping out with charities when they see things in their community. And those cops, I think, are the ones that should be just, I mean, ridiculously upset when something like this happens. And I've seen a number of incidents or a number of conversations back and forth throughout the day today with cops who are just, you know, shaking their head, who work so hard, Andy, and then have four morons like this again blow it for every good, decent, hardworking cop, black, white, Latino, it doesn't matter, across the country. You want to comment on that real quick?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is, and again, this is what the progressives do. This is what the liberals do, is that they don't look at individual incidences. They look at, as the general, they put the overland blanket over, which is why they like federal policy to make everybody live under the same kind of rules, is because they can't look at individual cases. And they love the identity politics. So now because of this, all cops are bad. Every single one of them. There's not good cops out there. All cops are bad because all cops are doing this. They can't just say, look at those four jerks there that did something horrible and horrendous, and we need to punish them for that. It's all cops are doing this, and therefore we have the right to protest and riot and do whatever we need to do. All gun owners are crazy, wild conspiracy theorists waiting for the zombie apocalypse to happen, and you don't need to have that many guns, and you're just a rebel waiting for a revolution because you want to go and shoot somebody. All gun owners are like that. All conservatives are Nazi, fascist, racist. I mean, this is the generalizations that the progressives do because they don't have the mindset to be able to think deeper and actually look at individual cases and say this was an anomaly that sucks. And I mean, cop on violence against people isn't necessarily an anomaly. It happens on occasion, which is why we need to address it. But it's not every cop out there. We just got asked with our mayor here in Wichita today, actually, about our race relations with our law enforcement. And our police chief here locally does a fantastic job getting involved with that community and getting involved with all the communities, to where people aren't afraid of them, but we can actually have a good relationship, and we're not going to see people out there rioting and burning buildings and protesting because they don't feel the need to do so, because we try and help each other out as a community. That's not getting talked about in the media. It's all cops are bad, all gun owners are bad, all conservative, Republican, Trump supporters are bad, Mark.
Let me leave you with this segment, because, Andy, you jumped ahead of me. My next question is, what does all of this have to do with guns? And when we come back, I'll explain that. Andy, he took us there without even knowing that I was going to go there. Let me leave you with Colin Kaepernick, this idiot. When civility leads to death, revolting is the only logical reaction. The cries for peace will rain down, and when they do, they will land on deaf ears, because your violence has brought this resistance. We have the right to fight back. We'll discuss that when we come back, too. What does that mean for you?
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios. I'm the gunbroker in the gunbroker.com studio. I'll get it out. I promise you. And the car arms microphone. How the heck are you? We're going to go right back to Mr. Andy Hoosier. We've got a decent long segment here, Andy, the second longest segment of the show, but it's going to fly right by, as you well know. What is all of this that we're talking about, Andy, have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. But let me go back to that idiot Kaepernick for just one moment. Let me repeat that tweet from that idiot Kaepernick. Kaepernick, the reason you don't have a job is because you ain't any good. You're not good enough, pal. That's why. Then you pulled that crap you pulled down in Atlanta. Nobody wants you around because you're an idiot. When civility leads to death, revolting is the only logical reaction. The cries for peace will rain down, and when they do, they will land on deaf ears because your violence has brought this resistance. We have the right to fight back. Combine that with Cardi B. They looting in Minnesota, and as much as I don't like this type of violence, this type of violence, it is what it is. In other words, oh, well, too much peaceful marches, too much trending hashtags, and no solutions. People are left with no choice. There's some grammar errors in there that I guess she didn't pick up on when she was robbing men back in the day. Andy Hoosier, are these individuals inciting violence?
Well, they're not only inciting violence. It's all okay. It's reason. It's kind of like the movies nowadays, the Hollywood movies, to where there's the bad guy, but he's not really a bad guy because now he's just misunderstood. He's not the bad guy trying to go out and kill a whole bunch of people and take all the money and be the super powerful, you know, superhero. He's just misunderstood. And if we just understand the culture, just understand his history, just would be able to get along and we wouldn't have to fight. That's what they're trying to do. It's justification of it's there's a reason for it. Therefore, it's okay. Someone gets killed by a cop, it's okay for us to go out and steal a cash drawer out of a Target because that's okay, or to loot the store. Not to go to City Hall and say we demand some type of repercussion from this for the law enforcement and we need to make sure this doesn't happen again and we're going to work with you to make sure and ensure that something like this never happens again and we're going to change laws to make sure that police aren't protected from something like this. That would be the proper response here, but to them it is, oh, we're now justified to do violent things because we've been pushed to the edge and that's what we're going to do. I'm pretty sure that Martin Luther King, that's not the type of message that he was spreading when he wanted to try and say, let's bring people together and work together. That was kind of the Malcolm X style of, oh, hey, you did things against us, so now we're going to be more violent against you and we're going to blow up an entire city and burn the entire city down because to hell with it, we have the right to do so because we've been oppressed and now it's okay.
What do you think would happen if Donald Trump tweeted, the Second Amendment folks have a right to fight back? Andy, by the way, we're getting a loud beep coming. Andy, we're getting a loud beep. Is that coming off of your board? It happens when you come on once in a while. I don't know if you can correct that or not. Listeners and viewers, that's not us bleeping Andy out. I promise you, everything he's saying is above board. I just want to let you know that, Andy. But if Donald Trump had said that.
If Donald Trump had said something like that, then it would definitely be to the media and to the progressives and to everybody that dislikes Donald Trump. It would be a sign of war. And now we get to openly go after people. I mean, they're looking for it. They're waiting. They're the rabid dogs that are sitting in the corner just waiting for the chain to be let go because that's what they want to do. They already have their mind made up of what they want to do. It's just ready for when the prime opportune moment is for that to actually happen. So if Trump made a comment like that, to them that would be, all right, now it's full-on war and we get to actually see this physical civil war that many people have been so concerned about for so long. And I hope to God something like that never, ever, ever, ever happens again because 600,000 people died the last time that we had an American Civil War. But there are people that already have their minds made up that there's no communication, there's no working together, there's no finding a middle ground to work together and start to mend at things. It is, we're just waiting for the right pin to drop for that rabid dog that's sitting in the corner that's full of rabies and just drooling over itself, waiting to pounce, just waiting for that chain to be released so that way we can go and do this. There's no working with some individuals, unfortunately. They just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, you know, you're right, and I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue that at all. LeBron James posted a photograph of the cop on Mr. Floyd's neck, and then he put this above it, and it was a meme that he retweeted, I'm sure, because I'm sure he didn't come up with this himself. And then next to that was a photograph of that idiot Kaepernick kneeling, and it says, this is why. So you get the cop kneeling on Floyd and you've got Kaepernick kneeling. He puts, this is why, and then he puts, do you understand now, or is it still blurred to you? And then he put the hashtag pound stay woke. Well, what that tweet to people who don't know, who can't put things in perspective because all they can see is this one incident. OK, and then maybe think of the Georgia incident. Now, you roll them all up together. It doesn't come close. It's a fraction. As awful as it is, it is a fraction when you look at the macro of, as I mentioned before, I'm fearing another incident in Dallas. Because of this, when you've got tweets like that coming from people, should LeBron James be influential? No, but he is. Should any athlete be influential? No, but they are. Okay? Should a race car driver be influential? No. They're not heroes. They're race car drivers. They play with little balls and they throw little balls around and they're not heroes. I'm sorry. Being able to throw something to somebody that gets caught, you know, X amount of times is not heroic. It's being a good athlete. That's all it is. But these people do have influence. And when they tweet stuff out like this, Andy, what that is a threat, and it's almost a hidden call to some type of action that led to what we saw, what is now known as the war on cops that started with Barack Obama. Now, when one of my friends, Mike Mosher, was just killed, murdered in Overland Park, Kansas, 2 weeks ago. Officer making a traffic stop. And we fail to look at all of the great things that cops across this country do every single day. And this is the power of the mainstream media, who will never focus on those things we just talked about. And that's my concern, Andy, is that stuff like this leads to something far worse. And if it does, should these people who put this stuff out, like Colin Kaepernick saying, we have the right to fight back. Is that it? What does he mean by we have the right to fight back? Okay, politically? We don't know. But when you look at a tweet like Cardi B, she's saying you're left with no choice but to burn down your neighborhood. So, you know, we find ourselves in a very, very precarious situation, Andy. The nation's at a boiling point. And again, I can go right back to the mainstream press. The mainstream press in this country does us no good. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, because as gun owners, we've been treated like this for years and years and years. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We understand what it's like to be maligned and lied about by a mainstream press every single day, do we not?
No, absolutely. I mean, we are definitely right in there with it. And this is, again, this is their justification. When they say they have the right to fight back, you're right. You have the right to fight back. You have the right to change the process, to get involved with law enforcement.
Correct.
I forget who it was, a sheriff or somebody a couple years ago, that said, if you don't like the way cops are handling things in your community, why don't you join the force and actually be a representative in your community for that area, so that way you can make it better. Do something about it. Colin Kaepernick, we love to, and the media, again, the progressives, my generation, whatever it is that's fascinated with social media, they love the celebrity of someone like Colin Kaepernick, who knows nothing about policy but likes to send out a tweet to stay woke because he's a celebrity or a sports athlete or a musician or whatever, and therefore they must know things. So when he says that we're justified to fight back, wow, we must be able to fight back. You can fight back. But he's got to clarify, yes, fight back. Join the law enforcement agency around there so that way you can be a representative in that community and make it a better community because of it. Don't
reach out to that law enforcement community, Andy. Reach out to that community. Work with those people. But when you've got fighting words that these appear to be, this is a recipe for disaster, I believe. These four individuals are going to pay up in Minneapolis, as they damn well should. And, you know, but to paint the way this appears now, to paint all law enforcement like this, is just not going to have repercussions. Here we go again, I'm afraid, and the violence is manifesting itself now. I'll be back with Andy for the final segment. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada.
FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. DefenderCoffee.com. I've got a cup of it right here. We ran out of coffee a couple days ago. I had this big old tub of chock full of nuts stuff, which is pretty good coffee in and of itself, but it's not the organic Liberty Roast that we have here that my wife has come to fall in love with, but it had to do for a couple of days. And what it was we didn't check the mailbox. The box of coffee was way in the back. It had been there for 2 days, and I didn't even realize it. When I did, I was quite pleased. So DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every single sip. Our new sponsors, Pulse TV, great company. I didn't even know it was out there until just a few weeks ago. They came out of Chicago, said, we want to support your radio broadcast. PulseTV.com/ARMED and take advantage of all the way cool stuff out there. One of the things I just bought something from them today. It's the Lizard camera for $20. This thing's got the tip and the long thing. You can go get and find anything you need that you couldn't normally get at. It's got little magnets. See, I love stuff like that. Just like I love cafeteria food when I was a kid. And Pulse TV has all that stuff. Thousands and thousands and thousands of cool things that you can get over there for really, really inexpensive, good, high quality stuff. PulseTV.com/ARMED. Let's not forget the MyPillow, man. MyPillow. Wow. I am blown away. Keep it up. Use the promo code AAR. Any product that they have over there. And that company and Don and Mike Lindell support Armed American Radio, and all of us win. It's just been an incredible relationship with them. FrontSight.com, don't forget to go get the free certificate worth $2,000 for a week of training. There's no dates on it. There's no obligation. Just get the certificate. You can use it whenever you want. There's no expiration on it.
Go get it. Frontsight.com/MARK. Let's not forget Crossbreed, Car Arms. Justin will be back on Sunday. North American Arms. Sadie Sweat will be back. Gunbroker.com. Patricia Huff from Gunbroker will be on the Sunday's MonsterCast coming up in about 3 days. Bursa, we've been working with Rafael DelValle. Just got to get our schedules going. He's going to be here. So much going on. And, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. Join us over there. Get in the fight. If it's $5 or $150 for a lifetime membership like I am, just get in the fight. We'll take couch change to help us out over there. And let's not forget Emerson Knives that are famous in all the worst places, because the toughest guys in America that fight for our freedom carry Emerson Knives into all of the worst places. Let's go back to Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, I pulled some more things up off of NBC today on some of these tweets, okay, which, look, you know, everybody's frustrated by this stuff. There's no question about it. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, and now is the perfect time for a revolution. That's from Chance the Rapper. And that continues with, it's got to be an awesome privilege to be able to defend racism every day. Rapper Cardi B, again, another one. Enough is enough. What will it take? A civil war? A new president? Violent riots? Yeah, somehow this is Trump's fault, right? Violent riots? Go ahead.
No, somehow it's all Trump's fault, and this is what they love to blame, is that, again, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. No one, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, I haven't heard anybody defend what the cops have done at all.
Nobody. Not that I've heard.
No, everybody's going into these bunkers of, like, the typical Republicans think that the cop was justified in doing this. The black community thinks that it was wrong and that it was wrong. No one has come out and said, you know what, the cop was just trying to protect himself and needed to keep him down, and he was fighting and resisting arrest. And no one has said anything about that. So it's kind of throwing off the progressives as well to some degree, because they're used to getting pushback when they say this isn't right and we're upset. Because we're upset, too, because we don't want to see this. We want the happy community relations between law enforcement and every community out there, and they don't really know how to respond, so they're just assuming that you and I are out here defending the cop for what he did, and no one is doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame that that this stuff gets politicized to the point where it's somehow the president's fault. I mean, it's no more Barack Obama's, it's no more Trump's fault. You know, I don't know. It's just a mess. Let's move on to another topic. I hate to see it. I hate to see it all the way around. Nobody's defending these morons. I hope they get everything they deserve and then some. And, you know, they put themselves in that position and they're going to pay for it. And on top of that, you've got an individual who is dead. I mean, you know, you got to wrap your head around this. This man is dead. And when you look at the photo, if you've seen the tape, the callousness of the cops. It's just, it's hard. Pincus and I were talking about it this morning. It's just really, really difficult to wrap your head around. You can't understand what was going through their minds. All right. Five senators are staring down serious political danger ahead of the November elections. Andrew, you know, we've talked about Stacey Abrams on this program before, the delusional Stacey Abrams. You know, I'm Governor Stacey Abrams. I want to talk about, I'm going to name some Senate seats here. The implications to this for America's gun owners are huge. First off, I want to start with a Democrat, Doug Jones in Alabama. My prediction is Doug Jones in Alabama's out. He's done. You're going to have, I don't know, you know, Attorney General, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running for that seat. There's another running for that seat. I don't think Doug Jones is going to remain in that seat in Alabama. Do you?
No, I don't, especially at which I was not aware Jeff Sessions jumped into the ring there again, because yeah, he used to be the senator and then left and now coming back. So the fact that he's already got a name, he's probably got a lot of money behind him, the Republicans are pushing, I definitely see him coming back and taking that seat over for sure.
Yeah, well, that Alabama's deep red, a fluke. There was a lot that went on that pushed him into that seat. I think he's history at this stage of the game. That seat's going to flip. Another one that I'm keeping an eye on here that means an awful lot to gun owners and I think is in real trouble right now, and that is, I'm a life member of Arizona Citizens Defense League as well, and that is Martha McSally, who is right now, and I don't take much stock in polls, but I've seen enough here. I've spoken to enough politicians in Arizona. I know what the concern is in Arizona. That's Martha McSally, and I think Martha McSally, I don't know what it's going to need. But, you know, she's running against Mark Kelly, or I should say Mark Kelly is running against her. and Mark Kelly is running. He's a gun. He's although he lies about it, he's a gun grabber. Of course, Mark Kelly is the husband of Gabby Giffords. That seat is in real danger. Arizona is in really truly, as much as I can't believe I'm going to say this, Arizona is in real danger of turning politically blue, Andy, and that's a mess for Arizona.
It's been going on for a long time in Arizona, for sure, and it is a troublesome. But, I mean, look at who they had before. I mean, before they had John McCain and Jeff Flake. I mean, they were Republican, but they were about as least Republican as you could possibly get. That's the most watered-down red you could possibly have in that
state. Fact.
So the conservatives and Republicans really need to rise up and vote and turn out the vote in Arizona because, yeah, it's a state that's been slowly going that way for a long time, and this really kind of proves that point.
Slowly going that way in large measure because of the influx of Californians into the state of Arizona, fleeing what they created in their own home state. So there's that in Arizona. That dynamic is very real and is in play. And you have Arizona widely regarded, I could argue it, but widely regarded as the most gun-friendly state in the United States of America with their constitutional carry, et cetera. But I've said this before, Andy, and every time I say this, I preface with this. And I love Arizona. Listeners, viewers, you know that. I get out there as often as I possibly can. I did a lot of work out there with Kurt Schilling last year, last fall. I was out there from June, July through September, and then again back in October for some political work we did with a candidate, Brandon Martin, et cetera. But I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm a little bit concerned about Arizona. It's been going on for quite some time. I've just been told we're getting ready to end the show. Andy, too much time. I was having too much fun. I could carry on the conversation, but I'm going to get cut off. So I got to stop. Andy
right
Hoosier,
the voice
of reason. Yeah, the fastest hour in radio. Andy Hoosier, thank you for being here with me today, man. I do appreciate it very much. We'll probably bring you back next week. You know that, right?
Hey, I love it. It's 3 weeks in a row, man. We got to keep the train going
We're going to keep it going. Andy's become a regular contributor. I'm sorry that we ran out of time. We always do. But remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever have been caught outside his cave without his club, nor would his cave wife have wanted him to be unarmed. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you right back here in these studios with Lee, the gun writer, Williams.